No one has ever done that. No one has ever done that.
We're going to play a game. It's called Never Have I Ever.
Never say never.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. My name is Lacey G, and I'm here with the very wonderful, very motherful, very married with two kids.
Stop.
Amy Nichols.
That's me.
That's Amy. Yay. So we've all played this game or heard of this game, Never Have I Ever. And normally it's a drinking game. But unfortunately, we don't drink while we work. So we're not doing the drinking version of this. But I still thought it'd be fun. I know so much dirt on you. So I thought it'd be cool to do this as a Never Have I Ever.
Right. A little twist, like almost a dig, right? At each other. Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to kick it off with Never Have I Ever hit a slow person while in church camp.
Oh my God. Okay. So yes, I'd have to raise my hand at that one. Explanation was, I was in middle school and I wasn't familiar with her background. So I wasn't sure at the time that she was maybe a little behind developmentally.
She was a little slow, to be politically correct.
Yes.
She was slow.
And I hit her because I threatened her. I said, get off my bunk. She didn't get off my bunk. So I said, well, I'm going to have to hit you. And I hit her. And so, I have to keep my word, right?
Closed fist or open fist?
Open.
Palm.
It was more of a slap. Yeah.
But then later you found out that she was, in fact, slow.
Yes.
Didn't know you were beating a slow person at the time.
I was not beating her.
But I do have to say, even though I've never done that, I did make out with somebody at church camp.
What is up with church camp?
I know. Well, my parents sent me, actually, because I got in trouble. So they're like, as your punishment, I'm sending you to church camp. So I go to church camp, and no offense, God, but I was bored. And so I was making out with some guy in like the prayer room. Never got busted, but yeah, I did make out with somebody in church camp, and a belated sorry to the Lord for that one.
All right, I have one. Never have I ever busted out of my pants.
Okay. Guilty. Which time though? Because I have put on fresh out the dryer jeans right after a shower, and I was all lotioned up, and you put your pants on right after you wash them and they're like new again. They're all snug and super fit to your body. So I put it on after a shower. I'm like, man, my jeans are tight. So I did the squat to stretch them out, but for some reason I did the sumo squat where your legs are open instead of closed and I busted out my thighs. I have several jeans that I actually busted out my thighs. But then I also, working at a bar one time, I split my pants open, crawling in and out from the bar, and I was actually wearing my roommate's pants at the time, and I bit down and crawled under the bar, and she was like, Lacey, your fat butt split my pants. And at the time I was eating a brownie that a regular brought me, and he was like, have another brownie, Lacey. I felt so stupid.
Well, there was one time where my friend and I were at a youth group function, and we were playing volleyball inside the gym. And she was jumping up, and she came down, and she ripped her pants. And I laughed at her. I mocked her. I was making fun of her so bad. And then when I was making fun of her, I jumped up, and I fell down, and I hurt my knee. Like, I really hurt it. Like, I stretched my ACL in my knee, and I had to wear a brace for 6 weeks after making fun of her splitting her pants.
That's so bad. Never have I ever thrown an animal over the fence to die.
Oh, my God. Guilty. Can't believe you brought this one up. Okay, so there's a good explanation, I think, for this one, I hope. I was young. I was maybe 10 or 11, and I had an older brother who had serious problems. And he told me that this cat that I had been giving ham to, like a little lunch meat and milk and stuff to, throughout the week, he kept on coming back. And he's like, you know what? That cat is going to die, and you need to put it out of its misery. And he told me that I needed to throw it over the fence to these mean dogs that live behind us. And I don't know why I did it, but I listened to him. I didn't want the cat to suffer. So I did it. I threw it over the fence.
What did it sound like whenever you threw the cat over the fence to die?
I didn't watch, but I did hear. I don't remember.
Okay, I have never done that, but as a kid, me and my best friend found a dead bird, and the dead bird had just broken its neck, so it wasn't all gory. It didn't, essentially, I mean, it didn't even look, besides the fact that there was no life in it, it wasn't moving, it didn't look dead. Like, it was like still maybe, very fresh, it wasn't decaying.
Like a toy bird, maybe.
Yeah. So me and my girlfriend played with it all day long. We put it in a blanket and we would like throw it up in the air and catch it. And we put it in a paper bag. Why we didn't get murdered or kidnapped that day, I don't know. But we put it in this little brown bag and we stood at a stop sign. And whenever people stopped, we asked them if they wanted roadkill because we had just found out what this word was.
No.
And it's not even roadkill, but it's just, hey, do you want some roadkill? And they're like, what's that? And then we opened up the bag and there was a dead bird.
Something wrong with y'all.
I mean, I guess nobody wanted to kidnap us because we were sick little kids, but we didn't even realize it at the time. But then to make matters even worse, whenever it was time for my best friend to go home, my dad called up her mom and said, do you want me to send Bonnie home with what she's been playing with all day? And Bonnie had the coolest toys. So, of course, she's like, yeah, assuming it's Bonnie's toys. So he sent her home with a dead bird. Like, what?
Really? Sent her home with it?
Yeah. Sent her home with a dead bird. I'm surprised her mom still let us be friends after that.
Right. I wonder how long she banned you from playing with her daughter.
Or bathed her daughter. Like, you're taking a bath for 3 days.
Never have I ever stole holiday decor.
It's not my fault if it doesn't ring up correctly and I'm in the self-checkout line. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to move on.
Okay. All right. How about this one? Never have I ever literally marked my territory. not that one either.
You have never peed somewhere that you're not supposed to pee.
Yeah, but like camping. Well, I guess you can pee outside when you're camping by a tent.
Yeah. But you've never peed outside at your house?
No.
Backyard?
No.
I've totally done that. I was at a bar with you one time, left the bar, peed out in the parking lot. And then pulled up my shorts, but not my panties, and was like getting tripped up on myself after being out in the parking lot.
I haven't literally marked my territory, but I have embarrassingly marked my territory in other ways. I had too much to drink one night out with Josh, and he introduced me to one of his friends, and I staked my claim, and I said, I am his wife. I've never met this woman. And I was all over Josh and I was in her face swinging my finger about he was mine. I mean, way, way too much territorial. Not testicle. Territorial. I was way too territorial.
Never have I ever taken my shirt off for an official government photo.
Take
your clothes off.
Guilty. There are good explanations for all of these. So I was wearing this, I don't even know, like a zip-up kind of blouse. And they considered it a jacket. And they told me that I couldn't wear a jacket in my photo. Thankfully, I had like a camisole tank underneath. And they made me take off my top layer and had to take my passport photo in something a little inappropriate.
But did the photo turn out hot?
No, it looked awful.
Aw, I'd like a little shirtless Amy in a government photo. I think that could look good. I did one time, though, I have to admit. Once I took my clothes off for money. But it was a radio station bit, and it was a movie premiere, and they were supposed to have some guys show up. It was for the movie Hot Rod. There were supposed to be some guys show up and put on these tidy whiteys that had Hot Rod on the front or something. And they ended up not coming. And so just a little bit before the premiere, my boss came out to me and was like, hey, will you wear these underwear? And I was like, how much money? And so he gave me $100.
Woohoo!
To wear some tidy whiteys. But I mean, they were big on me, so it wasn't sexy. Yeah. So I almost wasn't even walking around in underwear.
Come on.
You know, this was bigger than like my bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
But
are
whitey
tidies ever sexy? Tidy whiteys.
They almost were that day. Sexy. Come on.
Never have I ever got lost on vacation.
Are you talking about me getting lost on the river?
Yes.
So what had happened was, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm not a great drinker. And I went on a river trip with a bunch of people. And we were taking Jello shots and just drinking the whole time. And I guess somebody said, we're getting off here. Well, apparently I was the only one to get off at that stop. And so I end up walking around for a little bit. I lost my tube, but I was in swim shoes, thank God. And some cop came up to me and he said, excuse me, you're coming with me. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not going with you anywhere. And he was like, no, your boyfriend's been looking for you for a really long time. So I was that drunk, dramatic person that got lost on the river. And the river has not been the same since then. Like, I have not thrown down at the river since then.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one time with you and I tried to drown you, but that's another story. Never have I ever thrown up at work in a trash can on the way to the bathroom and or thrown up on the loading dock.
I think I might have had a bug that day.
The vodka bug.
Never have I ever won a contest.
Well, there was this one time that I called into a radio station and won. It was a Thanksgiving promotion, and it was $100-something bar tab and a turkey and a bottle of Wild Turkey. And I called up for some reason, and I actually won. And the one person who answered the phone was the only person that I didn't know from this radio station because I used to work there. Well, I also was still working in radio, and so I couldn't legally win. And so I gave her my name. I was so excited, and I gave her my name. Well, she comes back on the radio, and she was like, the girl with the coolest name ever just won. Lacey G just won. And I'm like, crap, I hope nobody's listening right now. But I was too embarrassed to go up there because, I don't even think I could have won. But it also would have been like, really, you don't get enough stuff from your radio station. You have to come get stuff from ours. So, yeah, I never did go collect on that. Never have I ever had kids fall out of my body after just barely pushing.
That is an exaggeration. That is an exaggeration. I have two kids. I've had an easy labor. I had an easy time carrying them, easy labor. I mean, I hate to brag, but I pushed once with my second child. Once. I know that sounds horrible, and that's something you don't want to brag about because
it just sounds very spacious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder about your downstairs a little bit.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Like I said, she is happily married. Never have I ever
cheated my way to a 5K finish line.
Ugh.
I did not cheat. I won fair and square. I cut in front of you, and you were behind me. Whoever crosses the finish line first, that's me. I was behind the entire time, I know, but...
Well, that's what was awful is that I was being a good friend and I didn't want to leave you behind in my dust.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for you and I'm running with you.
It was so nice.
Was an experience. It was something for us to do together. And then at the very end,
I beat
you. We can see the finish line.
Yeah.
And I'm going Amy pace, which was slower than Lacey pace. I have to say was because now you're way faster than me, but still. And then you said, all right, see ya.
That's right.
And you bypassed all these people, ran around them,
yeah,
and got to the finish line first.
I
was stuck behind these people, and I couldn't get around. So you beat me.
That was the point.
Cheating.
It wasn't
at a 5K.
You're just too nice. That was your downfall.
And then after that, I kept telling people that when Amy and I ran a marathon, and you're like, Lacey, it is not a marathon. That is the one and only 5K I've ever done, but I thought it was a marathon. Never have I ever been told that I have pretty moisturized hands.
Oh, that one's so sad.
Okay, I've got a couple yes I have ever.
Okay.
Yes, I have literally lived in sin in an old nun's convent that was converted into apartments. And it had crosses on the roof. Like, I was legit living in sin.
Well, you know, it was a pretty building.
And yes, I have ever wrecked into somebody's car and walked away. A couple of times. That's happened more than once. But whatever. Like one instance, a big SUV was parked in a compact car parking spot.
Yeah.
In a parking garage. And I can't drive. I can't park. Like, that's just stupid. And so.
Then you shouldn't have a driver's license.
So I try to pull in beside them and I scrape their car all the way down the side. And I was going to work downtown and I just pulled out and parked somewhere else. I didn't even know. But, I mean, that's their fault. You're a jerk for parking in the wrong parking spot whenever there are people who, for some reason, have a license and are allowed to drive and they really can't. So that person made my life hard and I feel guilty about it and the other times that I've done it as well.